around 11:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on election night, Karl Rove knew something had gone terribly wrong. Minutes earlier, Fox News called the key battleground state of Ohio for President Obama, sealing his reelection. But as the network took live shots of jubilant Obama supporters celebrating their victory camped outside the Obama reelection headquarters in Chicago, Karl Rove began building a case against that call that his employer's network, Fox News, had just made.
We got to be careful about calling things when we have like 991 votes separating the two candidates and a quarter of the vote yet to count. Even if they have made it on the basis of select precincts, I'd be very cautious about intruding in this process.
Rove was supremely confident that the numbers coming in from Ohio throughout the night that favored President Obama were not indicative of who would win Ohio when all the votes were ultimately tabulated by that state's computers. With a quarter of the vote still out there, Rove was anticipating a shift to the right just after 11 p.m., which, coincidentally, is exactly what happened in 2004. That year, John Kerry and the entire nation, especially Karl Rove, were watching Ohio just after the 11 p.m. hour. Florida had just been called for George W. Bush, and according to the Electoral College math, whoever won Ohio would win the election. And considering that exit polls from the state showed John Kerry with a substantial lead in Ohio, there were a lot of tense moments for Karl Rove and the Republicans that night. Then the clock struck 11:14 p.m., and the servers counting the votes in Ohio crashed. Now, election officials in Ohio had planned for this sort of thing to happen. They had already contracted with a company in Chattanooga, Tennessee, called SmartTech, to be their backup, their failsafe, should the Ohio servers crash and go down. As journalist Craig Unger lays bare in his book, Boss Rove, SmartTech was drenched in Republican politics. One of the early founders of the company was a man named Mercer Reynolds, who used to be the finance chairman of the Republican Party. SmartTech's top client was none other than the Bush-Cheney campaign itself, and SmartTech also used to do work for Jeb Bush and the Republican National Committee. And it was Ohio's Republican Secretary of State Ken Blackwell who made sure that SmartTech got the contract to count the votes on election night if the Ohio servers crashed, which they did at exactly 11:14 p.m. 60 long seconds later, the servers came back up in Ohio, but now with the vote rerouted through SmartTech in Chattanooga. And Bush's prospect for re-election were suddenly a lot brighter. The vote totals that poured into the system from SmartTech's computers in Chattanooga flipped the exit polls on their head. The lead that John Kerry had in the exit polls had magically reversed by more than 6%, something unheard of in any other nation in the developed world, giving Bush the win in Ohio and thus the presidency for another 4 years. Unger further explains in his book that the only independent analysis of what happened in Ohio was done by Richard Hayes Phillips and published in the book Witness to a Crime. Phillips and his team analyzed more than 120,000 ballots, 127 poll books, and 141 signature books from Ohio's 2004 election. Phillips found zero irregularities in vote totals from all the counties that reported results before the servers crashed at 11:14 p.m. But of the 14 counties that came in after Ohio's election computers were reset by SmartTech's computers in Chattanooga at 11:14 p.m., of the ones that came in after that, every single one of them showed voter irregularities, and all of those irregularities favored George W. Bush. For example, consider Cleveland's 4th Ward. In 2000, Al Gore won 95% of that vote in the 4th Ward, in that ward. But in 2004, the county reported its results after the 11:14 p.m. crash, and it showed that Kerry had only won 59% of the vote, a 35% drop without any explanation. There were several other abnormalities across Ohio's post-server crash that accumulated to deliver that state to Bush. John Kerry never protested the election, and to this day, these 2004 voter abnormalities have never been addressed. So the question is, on election night this year, when Karl Rove was protesting the call his network had just made in Ohio, Was Rove anticipating a wave of unprecedented vote totals to swing the election back to Mitt Romney after a statewide server crash, just like happened in 2004? Perhaps. He did make the point that the race was about to drastically narrow, according to the Secretary of State's office. And as the Free Press reports, a number of odd similarities with 2004 began occurring in Ohio this year just after the 11 p.m. hour once again. Free Press writes, curiously, the Ohio Secretary of State's vote tabulation website went down at 11:13 p.m., as reported by Free Press election protection website monitors, and mentioned by Karl Rove on the news. This was 1 minute earlier than the time on election night 2004 when Ohio votes were outsourced to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and then the vote flipped for Bush. This time, the Cuyahoga County vote, that would be in Cleveland, tabulation site went down as well on an election night. Only this time, when the servers came back up, the votes never flipped. President Obama's lead held, and he went on to win, while Karl Rove and Mitt Romney watched in slack-jawed amazement. We know that there was a parade of conservative talking heads in the days before the election predicting a landslide victory for Mitt Romney. Is it because they lived in a bubble, lacking pollster Nate Silver's facts and arithmetic that actually showed the president winning in a landslide? Could it be that Rove's election night freakout was just the result of this same election day ignorance held by all Republicans? Or was Rove genuinely shocked by what he was seeing because he knew that the fix was in, just like in 2004, and there was no way President Obama was going to win re-election? And if that's the case, why did his plan to steal the election not work? Here's where the story gets really interesting. Just a few days before Election Day, the hacktivist group Anonymous issued a video statement against Karl Rove. Anonymous is notorious for numerous cyber actions against the Justice Department, the Pentagon, the Recording Industry of America, the Motion Picture Association of America, even the Church of Scientology they took down. In the video released prior to Election Day, Anonymous warned Karl Rove that he was being watched.
Karl Rove, American Crossroads. We are Anonymous. We are watching you. We know that you will attempt to rig the election of Mitt Romney to your favor. We will watch as your merry band of conspirators try to achieve this overthrow of the United States government. We want you to know that we are watching you, waiting for you to make the mistake of thinking you can rig this election to your favor. We want you to know that if we catch you, we will turn over all of this data to the appropriate officials in the hopes that you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Then, just 2 days after Election Day, as the Republican Party was in full-blown despair and Karl Rove was trying to figure out what went wrong, Anonymous released a press statement claiming that they did, indeed, prevent an attempt by Rove to steal the election from Mitt Romney. The statement reads, "We began following the digital traffic of one Karl Rove. After a rather short time, we identified the digital structure of Karl's operation and even that of his orca. This was an easy task in that barn doors were left open and the wind swept us inside." The orca that Anonymous is referring to in the press release is a massive high-tech get-out-the-vote system created by the Romney campaign this year that was supposed to keep tabs on potential voters and coordinate with operatives to target who had and who hadn't voted on Election Day. Romney's communication director, Gail Gitcho, had this to say about Orca.
At 5 o'clock when the exit polls come out, I doubt we'll pay attention to it because we will have had much more scientific information just based on the political operation we have set up.
In other words, Orca should have known who won Ohio better than any exit polls could have predicted. But according to Anonymous, Orca had little to do with getting out the vote and everything to do with rigging the vote. As they claim, "We coded and created what we call the Great Oz, a targeted password-protected firewall that we tested and refined over the past weeks. We placed this code on more than one of the digital tunnels and their destination that Karl's not-so-smart worker bees plan to use on election night." Anonymous alleges that these digital tunnels were leading to servers in three different states, not just Ohio. The release goes on to detail what happened on election night as Rove's operatives attempted to access these tunnels. Karl's speared orca whale was breached, rotting with a strong stench across his playground, unable to be resuscitated. We watched as Karl's weak corruptors repeatedly tried to penetrate the Great Oz. These children of his were at a loss. How many times and how many passwords did they try? Exactly 105. So might this have really been the reason for Karl Rove's shock on election night? Under the guise of a sophisticated get-out-the-vote operation, Had Rove and the Republican Party actually built up a massive system to steal the Ohio election, just like in 2004, only to have it thwarted at the last minute by a group of computer hackers? If this is true, then the implications are enormous and could take down the entire Republican Party and finally wake Americans up to the fact that our privatized vote system is shockingly flawed and insecure. In an era of internet lulz and digital false flags, we must demand proof for these sort of claims made by anonymous. But given Karl Rove's history with elections in Ohio, anything is possible.